Back for another week of Inside the Huddle with Matthew Stafford. Tom took us inside the huddle with you last time, which was fantastic, by the way. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you got it.
Now we're going to go to the next step. When you're up to the line, the ball is snapped, and your progressions from getting the ball in your hands to getting it into a receiver's hands, how much time do you have between that point?
There's not a lot of time. There's plays, certain plays are pure progression reads where it doesn't matter the coverage, whatever you're getting, you're going through a roll of progressions, whether it's Z, Y, back, or whatever it is. And then there are other plays where the coverage dictates where your progression starts and ends. So it's complicated, and that's why, like I said last time, it's not only me that has to be smart, it's the receivers too. Their routes break off, they change. There's all sorts of stuff that happens.
Washington's defense likes to blitz a lot. You're not going to have a lot of time this week.
Yeah.
Go through that progression this week that you're going through, because I'm sure at this point, being in this offense 5 years, it's gotten to be not robotic, but at least you know where everyone's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest thing this week is, like you said, it's a blitz team. So you're trying to pick up blitzes if you can, and if you can't, have good hots on. And, that's on me and the receivers as far as signals go and as far as communication goes, whether they're going to be hot or not. Their coverage has changed drastically, so you just got to be able to see it post-snap and have smart players around you.
Break it down in simple terms. You've got four options out there. Let's call it Calvin, maybe Pettigrew. We'll go Nate, and you pick the fourth, maybe out of the backfield. Say it's Joik this week, just to be safe.
Yes.
Break it through, your progressions, you get the ball, and where you're looking and how much time you have on each.
Yeah. On a pure progression play, I'm spending probably half a second on each guy, I would think. And certain plays, if you know if you're having more than five guys blocking for you, you know, you have your back end or your tight end, and you maybe can hang on a guy a little bit longer than you can if everybody's getting out and it's 5-on-4. It depends on each play, but I'd say about a half second, I figure I get rid of the ball, in under two and a half seconds, so maybe a little bit more than that on each guy.
Do you spend a little extra time looking at Calvin just to see, because you know what he's capable of?
I don't know. I think I spend probably a little bit extra time looking at Calvin just to see what the defense is doing to him, because defenses play him so much different than they play everybody else. So, it's a chess game for, Coach Linehan, Calvin, and myself to try and figure out what team's plan is each week going in, what they're going to try to do to Calvin. And it's different every week, and it's a fun challenge that, we embrace.
He said this week might be a little bit different. I know you were asked earlier in the week, do you get frustrated that you're not able to air it out and use one of your big strengths, your arm? This might be the week, he said, where you guys get to test that secondary a little bit, and maybe that option will be open. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, you never know. It depends on what the defensive coordinator wants to do, and we understand that. But, I use a strong arm in different ways, too. The slant I got into Calvin last week was almost, everything I had. I was putting a lot on that ball, too. So, it may not travel far in the air, but it's getting there in a hurry and giving our guys a chance to run and do what they do best.
All right. Bring home a win and bring home a better feeling after last week.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sounds good to me.
Finish strong, man. It's fun to see you guys all working.
Appreciate it.
Matthew Stafford taking us inside the huddle every other Thursday, because next week, Ndamukong Suh takes us inside the defensive huddle.